Title: Playable Brake Textures with LEV 12 Stock Packs Advanced. Alright, let's build something that feels very drum and bass, but also very playable. A brake texture instrument you can perform from the keyboard. Because in modern DnB, brakes aren't just drums, they're movement, attitude, grit, and that little chaotic human energy that makes a loop feel alive. The goal today is to turn a classic brake loop from LEV 12 stock packs into a rack where different keys, velocities, and macros give you different articulations, density, cone, width, and dirt. Like a synth, but it's a brake. By the end, you'll have one instrument rack called Brake Texture Keys with three parallel layers. Clean for definition, ghost for space and motion, and crunch for aggressive resampled weight. Then we'll macro map it so you can actually perform it, automate it, and resample it into proper producer edits. Let's go. First, set the project up like a DnB session. Set your tempo to somewhere in the 172 to 176 range. I'm going to sit at 174 BPM. If you want to group things later, you can make a drum bus group now, so your main drums and this texture instrument can glue together, but that part is optional. Now we need a break. Go to LEV's packs, and look in the stock folders that contain loops and breakbeats. Anything breakish is fine, but try to grab one with clear transients, an Amen style vibe, Think style, tight funk, anything where the hits feel distinct. Drag the break loop onto an audio track. Turn warp on if it isn't already. Set warp mode to beats, set preserve to transients, and set the envelope somewhere around 50 to 80 to start. We're not trying to make it perfect as a loop because we're about to slice it. If the loop is messy, do yourself a favor and consolidate a clean one or two bars first. That's Command or Control J. The cleaner the source, the more playable instrument this becomes. Quick coach note here. Slice selection matters more than processing. If you start with a break that has floppy kicks, weird room thumps, or hat splats that just smear, you can EQ and compress forever and it still won't feel great. The magic is choosing and later curating the best slices. Okay, slice time. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transient. Create one slice per transient. For the slicing preset, choose the built-in Slice to Drum Rack. Basic is fine. Now you have a drum rack full of slices mapped across notes. Before we get excited and build the monster rack, do some cleanup. This is the difference between cool idea and this is actually usable in a track. Open the drum rack size slash show view so you can see what's going on. Click into a few simpler instances. Set simpler to one-shot mode. Set voices to one so it doesn't stack. Usually turn warp off inside the slices. Warping can smear transients and DnB lives and dies by transient precision. And add a tiny fade in, like 2 to 5 milliseconds, just to avoid clicks. Now choke groups. If you have slices with longer tails, room hits, open hats, anything that piles up, put them into a choke group so they cut each other off. This is one of the biggest stop the mush moves you can make before you even add reverb or echo. And here's another pro move, curate the kit. Audition slices and delete, or at least deactivate, the ones that don't help. You're not obligated to keep 64 slices just because the break had 64 transients. A playable texture instrument is often best with 8 to 20 really good slices. Keep the ones that feel like anchors, ghosts, and cool little accents. Lose the rest. Now we're going to shape this into something that behaves like an instrument, not like a loop being replayed. On the parent track, after the drum rack, add three devices as a starting global control chain, drum bus, then EQ8, then glue compressor. In drum bus, set drive somewhere like 5 to 15%, crunch at 0 to maybe 20%, and we'll macro that later. Turn boom off for this texture layer. Let your main kick and bass own the low end. Set transient positive, maybe plus 5 to plus 20 depending on the break. Damp around 5 to 20 to control harshness. In EQ8, do the classic DnB safety move, high pass. Try a 24 dB slope around 120 to 200 HE. If you're going darker and your main mix is busy, don't be afraid to go higher, even toward 250. The break texture is not your sub. It's the grit and the movement. Then optionally, if it feels boxy, dip 300 to 500 HC'd a little. And if it needs more tick and definition, a gentle lift around 3 to 7K. Then glue compressor, attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction, basically knitting the slices together without flattening them. Now, the big build. Turn this into an instrument rack with three parallel chains. Select the drum rack plus the processing you just added, and group it into an instrument rack. Command or Control G. Open the chain list and create three chains. Name them Clean, Ghost, and Crunch. Important workflow note, duplicate the drum rack into each chain. Yes, it uses more CPU, but it's worth it because each layer needs its own processing and vibe. If it gets heavy later, freeze and flatten. In sound design, you pay CPU upfront and then print when it's good. Let's build chain A. Clean. This is your transient spine. This should feel tight, punchy, and mostly centered, because it's what keeps the whole texture feeling rhythmically confident. After the drum rack on the clean chain, add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive maybe 1 to 4 dB, and turn soft clip on. Then EQ8, high pass around 140 to 200 Hz, and if needed a small presence boost around 4 to 6K. That's it. Clean should not be doing the most. Clean is definition. Now chain B. Ghost? This is where of space and motion live, but it still has to be mix safe. The biggest mistake here is turning this into a reverb soup that wrecks headroom and groove. Add auto filter first. Set it to high pass or band pass. Start around 500 Hz. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. A little drive is okay. Then add echo. Turn sync on. Set the time to 1/8 or dotted 1/8. That dotted eighth smear is such a classic DNB rolling texture. Feedback around 10 to 25%. Inside echo, filter the lows up to about 400 to 800 Hz, so the repeats don't start building mud. Add a small amount of modulation, like 2 to 8%, just to create drift. Then add reverb. Size around 15 to 30%. Decay 0.8 to 1.8 seconds. Low cut 400 to 800, high cut maybe 6 to 10K. Keep it subtle. This is texture behind your drums, not a cinematic hall. Then add utility at the end of the ghost chain. Push width to around 120 to 160%, but keep an ear on phase. If you have bass mono available, set it around 200 Hz so the low mids don't smear in stereo. Ghost should feel like a moving shadow behind the kit. Now chain C, crunch. This is the dark weight, the aggression, the resampled attitude, but we still want control. Crunch should be blendable, not an uncontrolled noise layer. Start with redux. Downsample around 2 to 8 and keep bit reduction small, like 0 to 4. Tiny amounts go far. Then roar, since we're in Live 12. Pick a distortion style that feels aggressive, but don't completely erase the transient. Set the drive to taste and use roar's filter to control the lows. High pass around 150 to 250. Then add saturator after roar. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Then EQ8. High pass 150 to 250. And if it gets spitty or painful, notch around 2.5 to 4.5K. That range can get brutal fast when you distort breaks. At this point, we have three layers. Now we make it playable. Macro mapping is where this becomes an instrument instead of three chains that exist. And here's the engineer brain tip. Map ranges small for dynamic devices. If you map a glue threshold across a huge range, one macro move can jump from controlled to totally wrecked, and it'll behave differently on every MIDI pattern. Tiny ranges make it predictable. Let's create 8 macros. Macro 1. Density. Map it to drum bus transient with a small positive range. Map it to glue threshold with a tiny range. And if you want density, to mean hit tightness, rather than louder and more compressed, add a gate on the ghost and crunch chains and map the gate threshold or floor so it chops tails as density goes up. Macro 2. Tone. Like HP versus body. Map the auto filter frequency on the ghost chain. Also map the high pass frequency on EQ8 across chains, but gently. This macro is your make room for the mix knob. Macro 3. Dirt. Map roar drive on crunch. Map redux downsample on crunch. And map a small range of drum bus crunch globally. Macro 4. Tail. Map reverb decay on ghost. Map echo feedback on ghost. Keep the ranges reasonable so you don't accidentally create an endless wash. Macro 5. Width. Map utility width on ghost, and optionally a touch on crunch. Keep clean near 100%. Protect your transient spine. Macro 6. Motion. Map echo modulation amount. And if you enable auto filters LFO, map LFO amount here too. Motion is that alive feeling that builds energy without adding new notes. Macro 7. Tightness. Map drum bus damp. And you can also map reverb low cut slightly higher, so as you get tighter, the reverb loses low mid fog. Macro 8. Layer mix. You can map chain volumes. If you prefer a single macro controlling multiple chain volumes, set up macro behavior with variations, but it's also totally valid to map them individually and just ride the chain volumes. Now, use macro variations in Live 12 and make snapshots you can recall instantly. Create one called Roller Bed, Low Ghost, Medium Clean, Low Crunch. Create Jungle Fill, Clean High, Ghost High, and Tail Up. Create Neuro Crunch, Crunch High, Tighter Tone, Dirt Up. Create Halftime Drop, Switch Echo Time to 1/4, Tail Longer. Now it's time to actually make it feel like drum and bass. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip. Trigger a snare-ish slice on 2 and 4. Put little ghost hits around the E and A of the beat. Sprinkle hats or tiny percussion on offbeats. Then shape with velocity. This is critical. Ghost notes should live around velocity 20 to 60. Accents around 90 to 120. If every hit is 100 velocity, it stops sounding like a break and starts sounding like a machine. Now add controlled randomness. In Live 12, use chance on only the notes that are safe to randomize. Put chance on the E and A notes, not on your anchors. Try 20 to 45%. Add a little velocity range randomization. Small, we're going for evolving, not messy. And for timing. Microshift beat swing. Instead of throwing a global groove on it, nudge a few specific ghost notes late by 5 to 12 milliseconds. Usually hats and ghost snares. Keep your main anchors dead on. That preserves snap but adds funk. Optional advanced performance system. If you want to get really instrument-like, set up key splits. Low keys are anchors, mid keys are ghost hits, high keys are effects and roomy bits. That way, your left hand can play the backbone and your right hand can spray texture without accidentally triggering a heavy snare where you didn't mean to. Another advanced option. Velocity to chain crossfade. Set chain selection to velocity zones, so low velocities trigger mostly ghost, medium velocities bring in clean, and high velocities introduce crunch. Now your dynamics automatically add dirt on accents. It feels insanely playable. Now arrangement thinking. Don't run the texture full blast forever. Use it like a living layer. In the intro, run mostly ghost, high passed, more tail. In the build, introduce clean, reduce tail, increase density. In the drop, go clean plus just a touch of crunch. Keep tone tight, tail low, make it dry and forward so the drop hits. Then every 8 or 16 bars, hit a 1-bar macro variation like Jungle Fill, then snap back to the bed. Automate like a DNB producer. Density ramps into drops. Tone opens slightly every 8 bars. Tail spikes only on fills and transitions. And don't sleep on negative space. This audio version is shortened for playback.